Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
If I can change.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And you can change.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Everybody can change.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
From Morning Mayhem in Saline County, Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union here in Benton. Thanks to Steve Brown for having us out here. It's Fun Loans. We asked, somebody's asked about, can you use a HELOC to buy a house?
Absolutely. You got enough equity in the house that you own, you can use that money for whatever you want.
How about that? Well, again, these five folks here, they'll talk to you about any situation you want to, you know, talk to. You know, again, I'm the guy, my mother doesn't like when I talk about my bad credit score.
Why do you do it if your mother don't like it?
I've improved it. Listen, I've gone out on the limb and done things with my own money that
let me tell you something. If you don't have good credit and you have the home that you have right now, everybody should have bad credit, my friend.
Good folks here, and you obviously expanded to Sheridan, and always great to be out here.
Listen, we talk about it all the time when we go to Bradford Marine. You come to get some of that fun money to go out there and do some of that stuff.
Right.
If you can refinance that vehicle, Steve will be able to tell you those things, and it is personal. Because he's right there at that front office. Right there. So when you come in here and he's right there, he'll help out. Everybody here is a special expert in what they're talking about. We'll talk to Matt Jones as well. But when you come in here,
Matt Jones,
we got to tell you about it.
The real Matt Jones.
They got the Casasa free check. We're going to find out. Here's the deal. It's one of those things, and we'll talk to Steve here in a little bit about switching over to the checking account here. But I think, you know, we're old guys. I mean, we're just already set in our ways. It's really not that difficult to do. And maybe if you have thought about it, listen up a little bit, and Steve will tell you, take advantage of what the checking account's here.
We have a lot to cover today. Craig O'Neill is going to be arriving here shortly, brought to you by Petty G Meats. And Craig's going to be honored today at the state capitol. I don't know all the details, but we're going to ask him about it. And I think he's got something else going on. I mean, it's like Craig is at a rebirth.
It has.
You know, he's come out of the broadcast world of television, where, you know, you were sort of restricted on things you could do. And so now, you know, he's got an endorsement deal with Petty Jean. He's got an endorsement deal with the Genesis of Conway and more, I think, Little Rock Athletic Club. But Craig still has that. He has that ability, that it factor, and funny and talented and all those things, and love being out with people.
Yeah, he just connects with people.
He does. He enjoys being out there, so we'll look forward to having him here shortly. RJ Hawk will be stopping by as well, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale, by the way, too. Thanks to DD over at Ava Bella for helping that work.
Yeah,
we're going to be back-to-back with Ava Bella and Natural State Wholesale with their grand opening.
Next week.
Mother's Day is next weekend, yeah.
Mother's Day's next,
not this weekend, but next weekend.
What day of the weekend?
I think
May 12th.
I think it's Mother's Day.
Okay, because not this week, but next Saturday is World Naked Gardening Day.
Well, of course.
And I think it's also the following is the last day of live racing at Oaklawn.
Yes, that's right.
That's coming up as well. I mean, so Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort has got big things planned. Just after the races leave doesn't mean that there's not still stuff going on. You hear us talk about the entertainment that they've got down that way. Obviously, the casino and the sports book are still rocking.
Well, John Michael Montgomery is coming. I just saw that.
That's a good one.
By the way, I think I might have said Louder Swain. It's Loudon Swain Vision Quest. For those who missed it earlier, I last night stayed up till about 12 o'clock watching Vision Quest while I was doing some work. Yeah. And it has Matthew Modine, and it has Linda Fiorentine, and amongst others. And it's a great, campy 1985 movie, but it's got a great soundtrack. And for those who missed it in the show yesterday...
Is it Fiorentino?
Fiorentino.
Now, she was also the chick in Men in Black.
She was. That's right. And amongst other things. And then, of course, Coach John Hallen. Well, the guy named is John Hallen, the actor. Charles John Hallen. He was the coach, and he was the guy that was in Pale Rider that had the gold out there in the middle, and they shot him dead.
He
was drunk. You remember that?
Absolutely.
You know. And it was just a really. It was definitely a period movie in 1985, but it had a great soundtrack because it had Hot-Blooded by Foreigner, Crazy for You, Madonna, which Madonna was right at her peak. She'd just come out. And they even, in Europe, they even changed the name of the movie to Crazy for You because that single had become so big, number one. But the song that right off the bat was by Journey, Only the Young. And for those of you who missed it yesterday, Journey was sort of a throwaway team, I think, that Shannon put in the music bracket. Mm-hmm. And it ends up making it all the way to the end and ends up beating knocking out George Strait. Which was a shock in itself, and then ends up beating Prince for the overall title. And I had people last night, even at Josh's table. Josh and Justin weren't real happy about it, but Keegan last night was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that Journey won."
Absolutely.
So just get up, put that on Craig. We'll get Craig's. Yeah, here, turn that around the other way, there, buddy.
Here you are. I have been looking all over for you guys. I go to Searcy, they say no, they're in Conway. So I go to Conway, they go no, they're in Benton. Gee, I can't keep up with you.
I know. Start dropping you a pin.
We're everywhere, Craig.
Yeah, man, I started at 4 a.m.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks for looking for
That's right. We were in Conway last week.
Hey, Baz, we have Justin, by the way.
Hey, JM, what's up, bud?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Oh, yeah, right, guys, here. Get him turned up if you can.
And everything online we know to be true. Was Vision Quest a good movie? You can take this if you'd like. It was an early Modine film, and his performance still holds up. The Florentino character seemed to be trying just a tad too hard to be tough. But I went with it for the larger effort of the film, and I still found Vision Quest to have been a decent viewing after all these years. Would you concur?
Yes. Justin, have you seen Vision Quest?
I have not.
It's a campy. I've heard Acri talk about it, and have you seen it, Craig?
No, I haven't seen it.
It is in the music.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how 80s is it?
Oh, it is a 9 on. But the music track is actually pretty.
I'm in.
Gets you sort of fired up.
You're working.
And Madonna, Madonna had just come out with Like a Virgin, and so she had just personally seen. And matter of fact, Matthew Modine, they shot the movie in '83, and they go, "Who is this girl?" And the producer kept saying, "I think she's going to be big. Let's keep her in here." And so then in Europe, they started.
Was she in the movie?
She was in the movie.
Oh,
she
I didn't know that.
Yes. And they didn't even think she was attractive. Matthew Modine said she reminded him of Boy George. This girl's not going to be. Matthew Modine's in Europe and he sees this big picture of Madonna and it's this Crazy for You. He thought she was there for a concert. It was the movie they were promoting, but the movie had a little bitty picture on the poster.
Oh.
Anyway, it's campy. It's sort of.
Is it campy?
It's campy, but it's good.
Would they redo it? Who would star it?
No, oh my gosh, no! Don't do that again.
Matthew Modine. I haven't heard that.
I know.
I know.
So, Craig, tell us real quick. I've been teasing this. What's happening? You got two big things happening today.
Oh my gosh!
What's happening?
I cannot believe what's going to happen today.
Yes.
State Senator Mark Johnson is going to introduce a measure to honor me. For 54 years of broadcasting in the state legislature.
How about that? Well, that's
well,
very deserving.
How about that? Yeah. How about
this
that?
Is what happens, folks, when you get on the bus.
You're alive.
This is the doors open, and
listen,
it's amazing.
You're welcome.
I just love taking calls for Craig. Listen, I'm trying to get in touch with Craig O'Neill. We have another endorsement deal. So I think the next thing you're going to be on stage with Justin at some point. You said there was something else. So you had two things.
Okay. We hear about the big thoroughbreds in Oakland.
Justin's going to open for it. Yes.
Justin, I have been quoting your line last week, or I guess it was last week in Lexington.
That referee.
All over. That was just brilliant. What do y'all have against small towns? And people listening, it was when Justin was on and getting booed by the Kentucky fans when he announced he was from Arkansas, a small town in Arkansas.
So what happened at Oaklawn?
Oaklawn, Saturday, sixth race. The horse comes in at 6-1. Those of us who love horse racing love horses that come in at 6-1.
Mm.
And you have it. And it fights off a contender, a heavy favorite in the stretch. Fights him off. Beats him. Not going to let that horse pass. The horse's name? Backside Buzz.
Hope bet on it.
Hope bet across the board on that.
Boom. How about that? Touchdown, Arkansas.
And so did you find out about this? Were you there?
No, I watched it.
Wow, you're that.
I watched the race replay.
You're that locked in to racing.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe that.
Roger, you know,
Mr. Big
you know what's next? No, listen, we're out at Oakland. Craig O'Neill. I can see it coming.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Bass. Sorry, Roger. Yeah, Craig O'Neill wants to
appreciate that. Uh-huh. You have these placards.
Justin, when were you born? What year were you born?
84.
84. And the horse that year was Swale that won the Kentucky Derby.
Look at you. Wow. You know every year for the Kentucky Derby.
1957, there was a horse named Tim Tam.
Wow.
It's Rain Craig.
I'm sorry.
Rain Craig.
No, it wasn't Tim Tam. No, it was Bold Forbes.
We don't know.
It was Iron Liege.
Just go with it.
Iron Liege.
I don't even know if that's right.
We're talking about songs on that soundtrack for Vision Quest. Bill says here, best song on that is Lunatic Fringe by Red Ryder.
Yeah.
You know your music, don't you, Steve? Yeah, listen.
They grew up in Augusta. They made the movie Footloose about Augusta.
The other one was Change by
John Waite.
By John Waite. Yeah, Justin. The soundtrack for Vision Quest, if you like 80s music, is really good.
It's top notch.
Yeah, it's top notch.
I love 80s music.
It was really. I enjoyed it. It took me back to the 1980s. Want to mention real quick, Razorbacks do win last night. I thought it was interesting. Justin, I don't know if you were you're probably coaching last night. Did you get a chance to watch Craig? Did you get a chance to
No, I didn't. I saw the score.
It looked like there were some empty seats there. Mm. You know, the thing is sold out, but I almost hate
you're
it to see.
Oh, my gosh, you're so many. Talking about Dickie Stevens. Sorry.
Dickie Stevens last night.
I was out. My oldest daughter had a game, so.
Yeah, I thought you were coaching. But, yeah, Roger was doing trivia, but I was glancing up there, and it looked like there were empty seats, and I just hate that. I don't know if it's Northwest Arkansas that just, you know, they have those seats and they try to get down. But I bet you I saw 25 or 30 around the home plate. But it was still a great crowd. I think Dave Van Horn was very complimentary. They have not lost a midweek game, I think, this year. I think they're 10-0 on those Tuesday-Wednesday matchups. And, of course, competition gets a little bit tougher. You got Florida at home this weekend. We'll visit with Anna Gamble coming up. They travel to LSU, which will be tough number 7. Also, the golf team starts competing today, Roger, in the SEC tournament. Golf tournament. So you've got the Trojans, I think, are in first place in their Ohio Valley Conference.
How about that?
Yeah, so anyway, it's a busy time. I did want to throw this at you. I don't know if I sent it to our Morning Mayhem group text. So did you see what the social media department put out about the 10 days following Coach Cal's announcement, the numbers?
No.
Wow.
So the 10 days following the April 10th announcement, across Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, over 18 million impressions, 400,000 engagements, 4 million video views, and 11,000 new followers on those accounts. So just in those 10 days when the Cal effect coming on board, which no, I'm not shocked by those.
I'm trying to tie this delay up, man.
Are you good? Don't worry about it.
What's crazy about that is Musk was heavily engaged in social media and making sure that there was a lot of content and that's just the star power that Calipari has. You know, I mean, it's just
that's
crazy.
Right. And I saw yesterday where he was appointed to be ahead of this basketball organization that, I mean, he just, every time I turn around, he's in, you know. And then today on campus, I think is it Boogie? Let's see, where's his name at? I had it written down here.
Boogie
Flan. Boogie Flan, another big-time recruit's on campus today, Craig. And
oh, my.
So the hits just keep coming.
You know what I have to say to that?
What's that?
Holy cow.
Holy cow. Look at
you.
It's
going to
stick.
See what he did there?
Yep.
You know, get some t-shirts out right now.
I was listening earlier.
What's that, Justin?
Yes. What I got to say about it, I was listening to you guys earlier.
Tight choke!
He caught it. He caught it.
Sure
Nice. It's also National Bucket List Day today, amongst other things. So, Craig, what about you? A man who's done a lot in his life. Is there something on the bucket list?
I think he's already done it. It's on the check right here.
I have never spoken to the Augusta Chamber of Commerce.
I think you've DJed a few dances.
Now, you're talking about Augusta, Arkansas.
Arkansas. Yeah, yes. I've never talked to the Augusta Chamber of Commerce.
Is there a place you haven't been that you would like to go? Overseas, domestically? Is there something you haven't done? Fishing, outdoors? Horse racing, have you done all the Triple Crown races or that you would like to do?
I would love to go to Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. Everybody likes Bora Bora.
Any it's reason? That water, ain't it?
Any reason,
that water
any reason for
your
Bora
bed.
Bora?
Man, I just every time I see a picture, it just looks like heaven.
Okay.
And I love Hawaii, but Bora Bora.
Does Jane like to travel? Does Jane like to travel?
No, not anymore.
She doesn't. So you guys are homebound for the
moment. No, so we're homebound.
So it'll just be us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, we're going to take the Morning Mayhem to Bora Bora. We've gone a month.
Well, when we were golfing with Justin the other day, I love Kate's idea.
I think it's a great idea.
We're becoming part of the Moore family.
Right,
Roger
right.
and I are. We stayed at their house. We can tell the kids to call us Uncle Roger.
We have a suite.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. Our rooms are like suites and all that. You scare, you know what? Here's a little information. Here, folks, do not walk in on your guest and just stare at them while they're sleeping. Startles them. It just does.
Kate made the suggestion the other day while Justin was taking pictures with all the teams in his golf tournament. By the way, they raised $530,000 for St. Jude. So I know you've raised nine. Or how much money have you raised in your career?
Over $40 million.
So we got to change that, Josh. We got to change the open for Craig. Somehow it was only nine. But it's $40 million.
Over $40 million. It's what I figure.
It's like McDonald's.
Yeah,
you got to keep changing.
Yeah, but Kate said the other day, she goes, you know what, Justin? I think I tell Justin. I think we just need to start taking Roger and Baz on all of our vacations.
But she said the second week. She said the second week that day. Did I not hear that?
I didn't hear that.
I heard thought, the second week. My kids get cost a lot of money. Now I got these two.
That's right. I think we should do this, though. We don't bother. When we see you, Justin, Baz and I look at each other and we compare notes. All right, what did you notice different about him than the last time we talked? And we go back and forth because we don't see you enough.
So the NFL draft.
Weirdos. This one was your haircut. It was more close. All the way around,
buzzed higher than noticeable.
And the sort of have you changed colognes?
And you know where the clothes are, don't you?
I do.
We are here. We are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union here in Benton. It would be interesting because Rick. I wonder if Rick would talk down to Craig.
We've met. He has.
Has he? Because yesterday Rick added another notch to the belt.
He'll be condescending to the Lord.
He doesn't discriminate. Rick does not discriminate.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
But I
love Rick.
Yeah.
The only problem I ever had with Rick, I went up to Springdale to talk to the community foundation about education, and Rick introduces me. This is the funniest guy you have ever heard. This guy is as good as any comedian in the country today. He is hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, Craig O'Neill. Crickets.
Oh, wow.
All morning.
Nothing
but crickets.
The other thing, Justin, I haven't asked Justin. I know Roger knows this, and Steve may know, but maybe I want to see if Justin knows. Do you know what Craig's real name is, Justin?
Craig.
Now, there may be creditors out there. Do you want to know this?
There's a trooper in Monticello that knows my real name.
We got to talk about that.
Justin. And don't forget about your car issue as well.
Yeah, that's right. Justin, do you know?
No, my guess was Craig. I must not have been.
No, it is that is not that is that. It's, tell us everybody because people may not know that story.
It's Hankins. It's Randy Hankins.
Randy Hankins is your real
we
name.
We ain't got no band, Randy.
Sling Blade.
Are you being honest or serious?
Yes, my real name is Randy Hankins.
Yeah, and when did you make the change? Yeah,
when did you? I love it.
It might be. Right.
Oh my gosh, Justin's going to celebrate Randy Hankins in his next song.
Justin, you just nabbed it because 52 years ago I was hired by a program director at KARN who said Randy Hankins was too country. I'm going to give you a name of a guy I worked with in Seattle, Craig O'Neill. Wow. Which means there's a guy in Seattle that's been in therapy for well over 50 years.
That's right.
So when you told you Craig O'Neill, did you go, yeah? Or did you go, okay?
No, okay. Well, I was 20 years old. Give me the job. Come on.
Yeah. You didn't say Wolfman Jack or, you know.
And I practiced Craig O'Neill. I practiced it for the next 2 weeks before I took the air.
And like your family.
You can call me Craig. You can call me Randy. You can just call me to supper.
What does she call you?
No, what does your family call you?
Dad, dude.
Nobody calls you my name.
No, and it's weird to be called Craig at home.
Yeah.
Although my oldest granddaughter, as a way to get my attention, would go, well, you know Craig.
Oh, wow, nice.
What about your wife? Because about Tommy... Jane?
She calls me, you don't want to know. No, she calls me Randy.
But
is that right?
What's interesting, I mean, you've done it so long, you're used to it, but, you know, Tommy Smith, that was Tommy's name, and Bob Robbins, right? Was Bob Spears. They changed his last name.
Right.
Yeah. And he grew up, they called him Pickle.
But that's okay with you.
I'm so used to it.
Yeah. Well, when the state trooper pulled you over yesterday, by the way, so Craig calls me yesterday, Justin and Raj, and says,
"Well, the trooper is in the car, y'all."
Really?
Yes. The trooper gets my info, goes back to the car. I call Baz.
So do we know?
Well, I was going to say I know the head of the state police department.
Yes. He's a super guy.
He's a great friend of the show too. Sure. So I was hoping. I said, I hope he doesn't give you the ticket. He walked up to you and you go, how much do I owe you? He said, I'm going to give you a warning. I'm like, yes.
Listen, those are always good.
Yes.
I mean, a warning's always good, regardless.
It's that new car. Did you tell him it was a new car?
Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I told him, because that was exactly the truth. I'm going 77 and a 55 and had no idea.
It was a 55. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it driving itself again?
It was just taking off, and I had no idea. Yeah. That Genesis just goes on. I'll call it Jenny.
Nice. But I'm very thankful. We got great state police folks in there. Did he know who you were?
He did. He said, I think I know you from another name.
Well, you know, the greatest feeling in the world is when you get pulled over and somebody walks up and goes, what are you doing? Basil, what are you doing? Yes, I got a chance.
That's when you know you've arrived.
This is the song, Roger. You recognize it, Craig? Let's turn it up a little bit, Josh. I love this song.
We always wish for
John Waite, Chance.
We think we have
change, rather. Change.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got fired up watching Vision Quest. You know what Vision Quest is, Roger? It's a Native American deal where they see, have a vision quest about their future. I have a vision quest right now. Let me look. At the state capitol, a guy named Craig O'Neill will get up and will get praised in front of the body of the
lights.
That's right. Yeah. And I will say, and I've already thought of it, finally, you passed something I agree with.
What time will that happen today?
1 o'clock.
I bet you that's streamed on their website.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, always great to have Craig O'Neill here on site at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. He's brought to you by Petty G and Meeks. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Join the Zone Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs. Justin DJ will give you a preview of Saturday's running of the Oaklawn Handicap and much more. Friday starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
3-2 last night in the NBA. First, it was Minnesota taking a 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns with a 105-93 home victory over Phoenix. Then it was Indiana evening up their series with Milwaukee, 125-108 the final score there in Game 2. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Pacers. And finally, it was Dallas evening up their series with the LA Clippers, 96-93, 32 points, 9 assists, and and 6 boards for Luka Doncic. Two games tonight, it's Miami and Boston in game number 2. And also, we've got Oklahoma City and New Orleans in game number 2. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Sunny, warm, and breezy weather on the way for the remainder of your Tuesday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s, close to 80 with a breezy southwest wind anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Tickets are on sale now for the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th at the downtown Riverside RV Park. Sample great barbecue from incredible cooks from all over Arkansas. And while you're there, be sure to stop by the Buzzaritaville Pavilion for a cold drink and some great live music from Bree Ogden and Bad Habits' Jack Bennett. Brought to you by Chris Crane Hyundai and MSA Customs. It's the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th. Go to buzzbecue.com for tickets.
Hey, it's David Bowser for our great friends over at Oaklawn. It's hard to believe, but there are only 2 weekends left of live horse racing. It all wraps up on May 5th, so call or get online now at oaklawn.com to make your plans and reservations. There's so much to do in 24 or 48 hours at Oaklawn. Elite horse racing, fun in the casino, awesome restaurants, spectacular hotel, world-class spa, and national music acts and comedians at the event center. All this in one terrific location, Oaklawn. They've been providing entertainment and fun since 1905. And don't forget, you can have fun away from Oaklawn with their Oaklawn Sports app. Sign up now as a new customer and you can earn up to $1,000 in bonus bets. You've got a lot to choose from with college baseball, Major League Baseball, NBA, golf, NASCAR, UFC, the Summer Olympics, and even more sports. Download the app today to get started. It's easier than ever with new funding options like Apple Pay or Venmo. And make sure and go to oaklawn.com to check out the latest acts that are coming to Oaklawn. Call or get online now at oaklawn.com to make your plans and reservations. It's America's only racing casino resort. It's Oaklawn.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. Hey, everybody, it's RJ Hawk. You know, I've been talking about this for a long time, and I say the future's here. You just haven't tried it yet. If you've got achy joints that have been nagging you for a long time, don't go to a doctor and have them recommend surgery or drugs. Go by and give QC Kinetics a try today for a free consultation. They are the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades. It's called regenerative medicine. If your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call QC Kinetics now. We're talking natural biologics using your own body's power to repair and restore your damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup. He is a pioneer in the field with 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, and publishing. Call QC Kinetics now to learn about these exciting options. It's a free consultation. 501-222-8440. 501-222-8440. That's 501-222-8440.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app. He's a legend in the state of Arkansas.
See, if y'all run out of the field, it's going to say, yeah. Texas.
His 55 years in television and radio broadcasting is unparalleled.
His name is Craig O'Neill.
He has helped raise over $9 million for charity. Brought to you by Petty Jean Meats. Petty Jean Meats, locally owned and operated for 4 generations. With Petty Jean Meats, people always know where their meat is coming from. Made right here in Arkansas. Please welcome Craig O'Neill.
All right. If it is a Wednesday on Morning Mayhem, it's Craig O'Neill Day.
If it's a Wednesday, it's Craig Day.
I told Steve Brown here at Alcoa, I said, Craig's going to be here. And he says, Craig's going to be here? And I said, yes. He said, let me calm the ladies down. Morning Mayhem has...
Where are the ladies?
Yeah, they haven't arrived yet.
Oh.
Morning Mayhem has assembled. I'm David Basil. That's Roger Scott right there. Justin Moore at it. Moore Mountain. Have you seen Moore Mountain? Have you been out to the unbelievable mountain that Justin lives on? The foot
is of? It across from Less Mountain?
Yes,
that, so that if you're there, you're staying either on Moore or Less.
It's the beautiful town of Poen. And then Josh Neighbors back in studio. A couple of messages here real quick. Craig needs to be longer. What a great addition to an already fantastic show. Someone says, yeah, this is one of the greatest segments y'all have. Randy is gold. Randy is gold, along with Justin.
Yes.
Y'all keep up the great work. Here's one, though. I almost regret doing this. That's what this finding out Craig isn't Craig. My life is a lie.
Oh.
I started listening to him when I was six.
Oh.
That was the only thing some people haven't heard that. So some part of me sometimes doesn't want to tell that story. But I think that's part of your story. I mean, it is.
It's in the book.
Yeah, when does the book come out?
Yes. The book, well, I'm still working on the second, I'm redoing it. So
yeah, Roger, we have to be in it. We have to make.
Oh, you're in
this,
it.
This chapter of Craig's the bus years.
Right now, it's only two pages.
I think we got a couple calls there, Josh. If they're still there, we're going to put them through. Maybe. Nope. I did want to have. I think there's one other one, Josh. Go ahead.
Just we do. Yeah, we got two of them. I believe I'm checking to see.
We've got two calls. If they're not
this
there,
this is
that's fine.
Mark on line two. Mark, you
hey,
are.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Randy, I just want to tell you, buddy, we used to work on you and Miss Jane, your sweet wife's car up in the 80s, back in the 80s up in the Heights at that Texaco station.
Oh,
and,
my.
And, brother, the day I found out your name was not Craig O'Neill. I carried that secret with me for 10 years.
Wow!
I've unlocked it.
Were you there the day?
You're not by yourself.
Okay, buddy, I appreciate the call. Yeah.
Were you there the day that I dressed up?
I
as
cut
a
him
sheik?
Off. My fault.
And we did.
You okay. Dressed up as a sheik
at
and went
that
to the
gas station. I dressed up as a sheik. We hit a camera back in the service bay, and I was an Arab that had just bought the service station.
Oh, nice.
And we're giving everybody our gas. Now this is our gas, and they was doing a voice that came up, and we had a belly dancer.
You were doing
who would come out and belly dance while the person's pumping their own gas? This is very good gas. This is. Perfect for the Heights, which is very particular part of town. This gas is the best gas in the world. And
is that was the last Texaco that was where they pumped the gas for you, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, wow,
I think so. Full service. It was one of the last ones in Central Arkansas.
Merle knew.
The other thing we had to bring up because you are a music guy. Yesterday there was an epic upset. We had this just sort of, lighthearted, fun music bracket that started during March Madness.
With me and Josh. I know he is.
Okay, let's see. So Shannon Lynn put together, just threw out about 16 bands. I mean, he didn't put all the greatest bands in there. He put some bands and others that were individuals, Elvis, Eagles.
Dolly
Parton. Somehow it comes up to four finalists yesterday. There was George Strait versus Journey, and then Prince versus Dolly. Who do you think won of those two matchups?
It has to be Journey and Dolly.
You were close. Journey did beat George Strait, which was a big upset. George Strait, we have a ton of listeners who are used
to. He said had to be Journey, so you would have chosen Journey.
Well, it's just because... Journey was part of my inventory.
That's
when I
right.
Was a DJ, so I knew how popular.
So that's why I think you may have an interesting perspective on this. And then Prince
beat Dolly.
Beat Dolly.
Wow.
So then it was Prince versus Journey. Who
pretty handily too.
I would have to.
Who do you think won between Prince? Journey won.
Journey.
And Justin and Josh back in the studio lost their minds yesterday.
Oh, man. I'm still disappointed in anybody out there listening, and turn off your radios right now if you don't get to Journey. Because you're pathetic. Ridiculous. ridiculous, Craig.
So you were big in the 80s. You saw Prince come onto the scene.
Oh, my gosh.
But Journey was a killer band back then, too.
Oh, my gosh. And people still talk about Prince's concerts.
Yeah.
They still do. And they may have seen him 40 or 35 years ago, and they still talk about him.
Yeah, he was. Did you ever have, Tommy Smith talked about having groups come into town that were performing back in the old Barton days. Did you ever have any of the performers come by the studio or no?
Oh, heck no.
Never?
No, we were.
You were not the rock and roll station. No. You were in the pop fun.
Yeah, exactly. So they didn't.
You never had a run-in with a musician like a band or anything.
No, I can't.
They weren't going to get any extra play giving him weed.
But let's say, Roger, that's a great point. If you're going to Tommy, you probably could give you some.
Yeah, you bring something. Stop off and bring some. With Craig, you stopped off with, you want some coffee? That's why we listen to you.
Like some Kool-Aid?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was a different kind of studio there. But anyway, so in the course last night, I'm watching Vision Quest, which was a really campy 1985 wrestling movie with Matthew Modine. It had a great soundtrack, and you haven't seen it either.
No,
I'm shocked. I thought everybody had seen.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure Vision Quest has ever been talked about more in one sitting than it has been today.
I've never even heard of
it. Yeah.
Since 1985.
So maybe it's Acree. Maybe over the years I've heard Acree talk about
it. Well, it was in his wheelhouse, I think.
Yeah.
And he was a galoot. He was a wrestler. I mean, he was in Iowa. They wrestled up in that area and all that. And he was a big old
boy. It's hard to believe I was a senior. I was playing for
him. And he probably dug the chick, too.
She's a cutie.
If you like things like that.
Yes. But it was my senior in college. I was too busy to see it at the time. But it had Madonna, you know, as an up-and-coming star. It was just a stage performer, and then it was the guy. Is it like 198? And he wants to get down to 168 to wrestle Shoot because Shoot hadn't been beat.
That's 30 pounds.
I know. Almost kills him.
Oh, it does?
It does.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I need to watch this. I
know.
I don't drink anymore.
I
don't know if I...
I'm trying to find the movies that I haven't seen.
If you don't drink anymore, that'll change your whole opinion of movies.
Roger,
why would I want to do that?
Before Roger was clean?
Oh, no. No.
I always thought he was clean.
No, I went over to... See Tommy.
So, yeah.
I was Tommy's dude. What the hell are you talking
about? I do want to give a shout out real quick. Talking about addiction, our man Darren McFadden is in town today and tomorrow to help out Wolf Street.
Perfect.
Darren, he is nice enough to not do one event. He's doing two for them. He's doing an autograph session tonight, which is sold out.
Nice.
And then tomorrow night he's coming back, and Lauren Monteverdi is going to do some Q&A.
Wow.
He came out, you know, during football season. We just looked on Facebook. There it was. And he was talking to us once a week, and we asked him, would you share your story? And he talked about he'd been a drinker since he was a kid, and that he finally decided to stop. And so he's still in that process.
Good for him.
For Darren McFadden to come out and make those kind of things. And, of course, you know, he had a high-profile arrest.
Absolutely.
There at one of the restaurants there in Texas, and he's got a big family, but he's a great guy, and the fact that he's coming in, and sometimes you're not comfortable, Rod, you know, talking about that stuff yet.
Yeah. Especially in new, when he's new in it.
So,
So, it's still taboo. I mean, driving around, I mean, I still smell weed when I'm walking through I won't say what store it is, but their headquarters up north, in northwest Arkansas. And as I'm walking through it, I get a big old whiff of weed, you know, and I go, good night, man, what is going on? And I turn around, and it's an employee that's walking by me.
Yeah.
And I'm going, you know, it used to be taboo. I'll still go through a parking lot and smell weed as I'm walking. So I'm going to go, jiminy Christmas, man. Because I'm still thinking, when a cop stops me, they stop me, I'm going, well, I don't have anything in my car. I got to make sure I don't have anything anymore because I still think like that. So there's a lot of people our age that go, you know, I still can't believe you can talk openly about doing it.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, you have the opioid issue now, I mean, which is a major, major problem. A couple of things. Neil Arisman, who's the head coach of the Little Rock Trojan wrestling team, says, of course, it's an awesome movie.
Of course it is. I'm going to have to watch it.
Jimmy Tucker says, awesome movie.
Hey, Jimmy.
We also saw pictures of Craig O'Neill, not Randy Craig O'Neill, doing the 1981 Hot Springs High School. What was that? Was it prom?
Sadie Hawkins.
How many dances Have you had to guess? I know Tommy did a lot too.
Oh gosh,
would you
do one a week for
get to the thousands?
30 years, 52.
What was the song that got him on the dance floor? Do you remember?
Well, if it was an older crowd, it was
in the 80s, early 80s.
It was in the early 80s. The song that got him on the dance floor was an older crowd. Is Old Time Rock and Roll?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
always.
Bob Seger. Yeah.
Now you talk about Prince. Prince got him on the floor, but that was later 80s.
Yeah.
Early 80s, who would it have been? Believe it or not.
Michael
Jackson and Olivia Newton-John.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Sure.
You always did the horse.
Did the horse.
Dance the horse.
Yeah. That was one of them. Here's one. Why is Augusta getting so much radio talk?
my hometown. Roger, what is Augusta's high school mascot? It's the Augusta Red Devils.
Devils.
Yeah, and Steve Brown, for the person here on our D3 text line. Steve Brown is an Augusta fella.
That's right.
That's why we've been talking about.
You played football for Augusta.
I did.
Augusta, well, I remember they won a state championship back in the 90s.
Not when I played.
Oh, yeah.
That's Coach Raleigh Peterball. They do not schedule Rooster Pooches. They're scared of us.
We will go to break with Justin Morris, one of his favorite performers, who went down in flames yesterday, but is great.
Down in flames. It was 15-13. It was not a dog walk. It was close.
Down in flames.
Well, Joe, listen, Journey did what 13 little colonies didn't think they had a chance some 200 years ago.
That's right.
And they knocked off another prince
himself. All right. 7:45 here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton.
Hey, Wilson, where are you heading?
Man, I'm going to see Matt Jones.
I love Matt Jones. You got Miracle on Markham. I'm talking
not
about
that Matt Jones, the real Matt Jones, Rog.
The real Matt Jones? Oh, you mean the mortgage expert Matt Jones at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union in Benton.
That's the one.
Did you know that Matt Jones at Alcoa Community FCU is a Benton boy and a graduate of OBU? So he's very familiar with Saline, Grant, Garland, Hot Spring, and Perry Counties.
Yep.
Did you know that in addition to being a mortgage lender expert, Matt Jones is also a licensed realtor who can give you insight into both sides of your mortgage transaction?
I did.
So, go see Matt Jones at Alcoa Community FCU for all your mortgage needs. And if you're looking at buying a new home or need to refinance the home you're already in, the real Matt Jones at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is your guy. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving all of Saline, Grant, Garland, Hot Spring, and Perry Counties. For more information or to apply securely online, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org. And remember, with the real Matt Jones, miracles can still happen.
The Bumper to Bumper Certified Service Center's Indoor Car Show, Saturday, May 4th at the Conway Expo Hall. Best of Show wins a $1,000 Visa gift card. Free register at btbautoparts.com. Presented by Sullivan's Automotive and Carter Auto and Cooling.
Hey, if your grill could talk, what would it tell you? If you're not real confident in that answer, you need to get Petit Jean Meat. How about the hot dogs? They're called the Grillers, or the Arkansas Smoked Sausage, or the Petit Jean Bologna. Oh my gosh! Look for it at your store. No, demand it. Take it from me, Craig O'Neill. To paraphrase Cyndi Lauper, grills just want to have fun, and your family would love Petit Jean Meat because you can taste the difference.
Spring has sprung, and that spells fun. Fun is in Arch Marine in North Little Rock. Arch has new 2024 G3 Tritunes. That's right, I said Tritunes, in stock. And as always, don't forget Arch Marine is your John Boat headquarters. They're powered by Tohatsu and Yamaha outboards. Arch also has an excellent selection of the ever-so-popular G3 boats, models 22, 23, and 2024. Make your summer one to remember by stopping by Arch Marine in North Little Rock. Take the Levy exit.
The king of Arkansas sports talk, Randy Rainwater, for Bet Saracen.
In Arkansas, 7 out of every $10 placed on a sporting bet app is with Bet Saracen, because Bet Saracen offers more ways to win and more ways to get paid and faster. Find your winners on Bet Saracen and look for my double R prop bet specials. I pick them and you win them.
Bet Saracen is Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
The newest Forest River dealership is now open in Little Rock. Visit Arkansas's premier Forest River dealer, specializing in the sales and service of the Forest River lineup, along with a large selection of quality pre-owned RVs. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. Plus, as part of the Camping World Dealer Network, you will have access to our national network of lenders, nationwide service network, and all of the Good Sam products and services. We can't wait to serve you at our newest location in Little Rock. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
At ABC Supply, when you've got a job to do, we do too. When your success depends on getting the details right, we're there for you every step of the way. Delivering more than materials. Delivering passion, commitment, and the confidence to help you get the job done easier. Our teams understand the obstacles you face in building your business and reputation. Because living up to our promises is how we help you live up to yours.
For location and product information, call ABC Supply North Little Rock at 501-955-0777 or visit abcsupply.com.
This is Pat Bradley for the service department at Henrard Foothills Equipment in Searcy. Whether it's Kubota, Vermeer, Spartan, or Steel, Mickey and his team will take care of you. Henrard Foothills Equipment in Searcy, your hometown Kubota dealer, no matter where you live.
The 15th annual Gravely Mowers Spring Tour cranks back up this Thursday morning at one of our favorite towns, Morrilton. The grass whisperer, Roger Scott, swears he can hear the grass grow at night. So now it's time to take advantage of 0% interest on either a new commercial or residential Gravely mower. It's all happening Thursday on Morning Mayhem at Haynes Home Center in Morrilton.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh my God, Sweet Home Alabama.
Craig, that's the guy in the office that talks like a cat.
Have you ever heard that before?
No. Yeah, see, back in your day, he would have loved to have been on your show. Would have been a mainstay. Would have been a main.
Talks like a cat.
That's yeah, all he does. It's the guy in the office. Talks like a cat.
He's online right now, and he will do the Razorback Pike song. You'd like that.
Oh, my gosh. That's why.
Why did I take this job?
That's why we're number one.
I'm going to need a cleanup on aisle.
My God. You all just fell in sync together. Unbelievably.
It was amazing. Justin, I think that should be a bonus track. That should be a bonus track on your next album.
What just happened? You know, he could do it, Justin.
Randy, there are moments.
Randy.
Well done. Well done.
Well done, Jay Bird.
What the hell did I sign up for this for?
That's exactly right.
That ain't one of them because that's brilliant. But yeah. there are moments.
Listen, you're not finding that on Sirius.
No, that happened. That was a why did I take this job moment for me. That was one of those.
Josh will look back on these days and go, I missed that much. I missed that much.
You'll be my age, Josh, and going, remember when?
Yeah, exactly.
And mute the fight song.
Exactly. Say thank you.
At our funerals, Josh will be going, man, they were idiots, all of them.
But when the guy in the office talks like a cat.
Good people, really.
Well, at Roger's funeral, I'm going to say, now let's all stand up and meow the Arkansas fight song. It's what Roger would have won.
It'll be Amazing Grace. It'll be Amazing Grace.
As cats.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I promise you.
Meow salute.
I'm telling you, we have got feedback. You know who loves the guy at the office talks like a cat? Kids. Yeah. We have listeners that our kids want to hear more of the guy at the office that talks like a cat.
They want that. That's pop stuff. That's great.
Exactly. So, or in my case, Dadu.
Someone says here, my cat just literally started meowing.
Wouldn't it be cool if a cat really did?
Yes.
Saying, oh my gosh. Can you imagine the hits if you're a sponsor
and you sell cat food?
Someone says here on our text line, it says, Justin Moore is far more condescending to Journey fans than Rick Schaefer was yesterday.
Yeah. Not true. Wow.
I would even deny that I'm condescending toward Journey fans. He's going up against Prince, one of the most talented musicians in the history of music, if not the most talented.
It is.
I stand by Justin and his criticism.
Coming up here shortly, we'll visit with Hannah Gamble. I think R.J. Hawk will be stopping by as well. We're here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Steve, always thank you for having us here.
Thanks for being here.
I know this is a big, busy time coming up for you guys, and you want to help out people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, summertime is the time for us to get folks in a much better rate on their autos, whether you're purchasing brand new or refinance. You know, the summertime, May 1st to the end of August, we'll be offering rates as low as 1.9%.
I wanted to ask you guys, too, what do you think? Did you hear the story yesterday? I think Heather Dennis broke it about, you know, you got the college football playoff where there's billions of dollars now involved. You got a 16-team playoff. Well, now the non-Power Five, the all the others, schools are talking about maybe we should do our own playoff. And that would, you know, the non-Power Five schools, like Sun Belt teams and the Arkansas State and others. What do you think about that? You think it'd be a good idea?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Just maintain the interest in programs that may not get all the interest.
Yeah, they feel like they're not, even though the new playoff system, they were hoping maybe you could get one or two of the non-Power Five schools in there. But would it work? I don't know. I don't know if it would or not.
They're not getting a share of the revenue anyway, so might as well do your own thing.
That's right. And
they're,
I think it's going
to
be very...
eight teams, correct? Is that right?
Is it eight or 16?
Eight this year,
and then, 16 the following year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So
if I'm UCF or I'm just using them for example, I would try to get into that rather than do my own thing, because you certainly have an opportunity to be in the top 16. If not the top eight.
Well, you know? I think you certainly will have a chance at least getting one in there. Yeah, and I think, there's no question about that, Justin. I think they're thinking, if that's all it's going to be, maybe we should pursue our own. And I don't know if that's going to be good or not. I mean, maybe they can sell it. Maybe they, you know, they can. You know, you got Division II.
If I'm a fan of one of those teams, mm-hmm. I would hate that idea.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You know what
just
I mean?
Just because you want a chance to be in the big playoffs.
Yes.
Of course. And especially when they go to 16. I mean, you can get two or three.
If they qualify, if the one team qualifies, you let them, but then everybody else has their own playoff.
But yeah, that's right. But Justin, I'll tell you, they've already, one of the things that the smaller schools are already worried about, that the bigger schools are trying to manipulate that playoff where the Big Ten and the SEC get more automatic qualifiers. So they're saying, oh, I see. Now, even though you've expanded, but now you're going to try to push automatic qualifiers where the SEC automatically gets three and they got to get some. So I think that's what they're feeling and seeing. I don't know if that's going to actually end up being the case or not.
I don't know.
But,
I mean, don't you agree, though? Like, if you're a fan of...
Yeah, sure. Yes. Sure. Yeah. Of course you want to do that. Yeah.
Pick a team, whatever it is.
Yeah, Georgia Southern.
Well, I wonder about the talent pool. How much talent is out there that can supply maybe a mid-level team with talent
with
that would get into the final 16?
I don't know. I mean, usually you have one or two non-Power 5 teams that are in the top 15. Or top 20. So, Craig, listen, we're excited for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you very much.
It's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
You can go to, I'm sure, to whatever the website is for state government and find that that ceremony.
And this is on the bucket list because I've never done comedy at the state legislature.
Get it done. I haven't.
Right. It's very deserving. 55 years. And just another thing that as you had this farewell tour in this chapter of your life, that it's long overdue. And it's
get a parking space while
Oh, yeah.
I do have a parking space. They've given me one.
Today, yes. Uh-huh. Well, thanks to Petty Jean Meat, too. We appreciate them.
Thank you, Petty Jean. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you all.
Thank you.
What a day.
Thank you.
The one and only Craig O'Neill. Thanks, Craig.
Backside Buzz is going to win it.
All right. It is 8 o'clock here in Morning Mayhem.
Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's Ram Truck Month and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams. Up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Ram. But that's not all. They've got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators?